13-year-old Alan Gonzalez is a wiry kid, but somehow he still looks perfectly at home in the noise and sweat of a boxing gym along American Street in Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood.
It's like you got jump rope, shadow box, push-ups, and exercise and all this other stuff.
This is where Gonzalez now spends his free time, wearing big black boxing gloves that punctuate the ends of his skinny arms.
I used to be in this little group where like people used to jump people and all this other stuff. Cause I used to think it was cool.
Gonzalez was the leader of a group called Bad Boys Rumble. Community activist Sean Banks says as soon as he heard about Bad Boys Rumble, he knew it was trouble.
It was a gang and a clique of a group of boys that get together, and if you mess with one of them, you got to deal with all of them. So we had to stop that.
Banks, a former gang member, goes into Philly schools and uses his personal story to deter kids from joining the gang life.
I don't sugarcoat anything, and I tell them about incarceration, I face death, the whole nine. And I don't want them to go down that road because there's no win.
He says even though Bad Boys Rumble is very different from nationwide gangs such as the Latin Kings, Bloods, or Crips, it still functions in a very similar way. Multiple people banding together to perpetrate violence and crime. Banks met young Alan Gonzalez when he was talking to students at William McKinley Elementary School. He quickly tried to put an end to Bad Boys Rumble.
I had the whole gang through the leader. He brought all his other guys that was involved in the gang. They let me know the realness, what was going on. And we set them down and we diffused the whole situation. And everybody denounced themselves and denounced the meaning. You letting people know you're out of the gang lifestyle.
Gangs have long recruited young kids to be lookouts or sometimes stashed cash or drugs on them when police come around. But these days, Banks says, the kids are organizing themselves. To give the young guys another place to focus their energy, he's brought some here to the Badlands Boxing Gym. 12-year-old Kadir Gayton is another former member of Bad Boys Rumble. He says he had anger issues, and his parents are glad these days he spends his free time here at the gym.
Do you think it's good that I'm doing it instead of, like, you know, getting in trouble a lot?
Gayton says the neighborhood can be dangerous, and in the Badlands gym, he feels safe. There are other, more formal efforts to keep kids away from gangs. Philadelphia Police Detective Jose Valdez knows the gang life. He grew up in Chicago and had family involved in the Latin Kings. He says he's not sure why they didn't pressure him to join. Now Valdez takes his firsthand knowledge and his passion for helping kids into Philadelphia schools, where he educates and warns students about gang life.
And I have seen them as early talking about gangs and joining gangs as early as 7-year-olds.
Valdez says Philadelphia is home to so-called hybrid gangs, non-traditional groups that have structures and membership rules that are often looser than more well-known, established national gangs. Members are often young. Hybrid gangs in Philadelphia are composed of elementary and middle schoolers, as well as teenagers. The younger kids are often driven by a family member's influence. The hybrid gangs behave in similar ways to the big gangs, participating in drug dealing, theft, and other crime. Call them gangs or groups or something else, Valdez says there's no doubt Philly has a problem. Philly's collection includes the North Philly Rockers, the Erie Torsdale Boys, and one called Philly Illest Barbie. Valdez says they're not at the level of the Latin Kings, but
it has been shown that more than half of the crimes that are committed in these cities are done by these hybrid gangs. They're just as dangerous. They carry the same weapons. They do the same crimes, if not even more, because they want to show that they're just as strong, just as bad as any nationally recognized gangs.
Valdez says Facebook and other social media have made gang recruiting easier, since kids can connect with gang leaders even if they normally wouldn't bump into them on the street or in school. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.